Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Also at yesterday's meeting with a Black Ministerial Alliance was candidate Evan Falchek. Despite the fact that over 50% of registered voters in the state are unenrolled, meaning they claim no affiliation with the Democrats or Republicans, Falchek, an independent, is having difficulty gaining traction in the polls. As part of our interviews this week with the candidates, we asked Falchek, an attorney and former health industry executive, what he sees behind the poll numbers.
I think one of the challenges when you look at polling is that press coverage drives polling. Press coverage drives debates. Debates drive press coverage and polling. We have this very bad cycle happening where we've got voters out there who are hearing about the high cost of living and the challenges they face, which are the things that I spend my time talking about in this campaign, but the press doesn't cover it. This is only the second time I've been here with you, Bob, and I've been a candidate for 18 months. So the story of building a new independent party in Massachusetts, which is what my campaign is all about, we need to get 3% of the vote in order to do it. The latest WGBH poll has us over 5.4%. This will be the first state where the third party has a chance to be the second largest party in the state, and it gets missed.
You have said that a lot of people agree with you and your ideas, and yet, as you pointed out, the polls don't necessarily reflect that. So essentially what you're saying is there are a lot more people out there who are going to come to you on Election Day than the polls show now. Is that
what you're saying? Well, that I believe for sure. Voters care about the cost of living. They care about the monopolistic consolidation of hospitals and the lack of housing in any state policy for these issues. To me, it is fundamentally why I started to run in the first place. Was the idea that our government and our political process don't represent people, and that's what we're building.
All right, well, let's talk about what I think is the number one issue in the race to most voters, and that is the state of the Massachusetts economy and the availability of jobs. What are you suggesting that you as governor would do that you don't think Mr. Baker or Ms. Coakley would do?
Well, the number one issue that's in the way of job growth is the cost of living in Massachusetts, and the biggest problem on that is health care costs. And on that, Martha Coakley and Charlie Baker are two sides of the exact same coin. Partners is consolidating the hospital market and has been since the 1990s when Charlie Baker was at HHS and they decided to deregulate the hospital market.
Partners, the largest healthcare operator in the Commonwealth.
That's right. And they're trying to get bigger by buying South Shore Hospital and Hallmark Health Systems. And Martha Coakley, the attorney general, is approving that deal. This will cost consumers tens of millions of dollars in addition to all the excess costs that have already been taken out of the system by this. So if we want to see jobs and economic growth, we have to lower the cost of living. And it starts with having leaders that are willing to take on these big institutions that are causing such harm to our economy and to families across the Commonwealth.
So just so I'm clear on this, you're saying that as governor, you would stop the partners deal dead in its tracks?
Yes. What we should be doing is changing the economic model of healthcare in Massachusetts away from fee-for-service and towards something like they've done in Maryland, which is a fee schedule for hospital services. We've got to get rid of the profiteering in our healthcare system.
How else, beyond trying to get a better handle on healthcare costs, would you move to control the cost of living in Massachusetts?
The second biggest driver of rising costs in Massachusetts is housing. And we have known for a long time that we need more than 10,000 new units of multifamily housing in Massachusetts per year to keep up with the demand for young people and for older people so people can afford to live here. There's no state plan on this.
We're talking about rental units.
Rental, ownership. Any kind, all kinds of housing.
Okay.
Right now, state policy is very much geared towards making sure that we see large lot homes, single family homes. And we have a plan on my website called the Thriving Communities Action Plan that will unlock the creativity and opportunity and economic growth potential of every city and town in our Commonwealth by supporting education, making sure that cities and towns see it in their financial best interest to produce lots more housing. That will lower the cost of housing. That will create more opportunities for small businesses to grow and thrive and prosper.
But, you know, one of the big stumbling blocks to creating more housing in Massachusetts has long been a local unwillingness to move to create affordable housing within the boundaries of that particular community.
That is correct.
How are you going to get beyond that?
The reason the cities and towns try to prevent more housing from being built of all kinds is because they worry about education costs. State funding for education has been basically flat for a long time, so they try to prevent it because they're worried about the school costs. Central to my plan on this issue is to make sure that we're properly funding education both because it's just a good thing in and of itself, but because it can help cities and towns see it in their financial best interest to allow for more housing to be built.
I know you've said that you don't necessarily believe the polling numbers, but if in the end on Election Day you polls 3%, 5%, or even a few points more than that, will it have been worth it?
It'll be a political earthquake. This will be a creation of a brand new party in Massachusetts based on everything I've talked about. And it is a promise that for 2016, all those smart candidates that will be on the ballot to run against those that are running unopposed and others, they will be there. That's an earthquake.
Evan Falchek, thank you very much for coming in. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you.